What do people call their grandfather or grandmother?
Grandmother, grandfather, though.
Uh-huh. And if you had two children, you might have a son and a
daughter. And a daughter?
Or a boy and a
girl.
And something on wheels that you can put a baby in and it'll lie down. You'd call that a...
Put a baby in a lie down?
Uh-huh. It's on wheels. You call it a...
Baby buggy?
Okay. You put the baby in the buggy, then you'd go out and...
Push him?
Uh-huh. And what does a baby do before it can walk?
Crawl.
A baby? Crawl?
Sit down.
And uh-huh. First thing you see is, supposed to see is daddy, and then the next thing you see...
See what he
eats. Uh-huh. And crawl, settle on, walk.
Say if Bob is 5 inches taller this year, you'd say, Bob, what a lot in 1 year?
Say what?
If Bob is 5 inches taller, you'd say in 1 year, Bob, what, 5 inches?
5 inches tall, Bob is 5 inches tall.
So he did what, in 1 year?
Grown a lot in 1 year.
Uh-huh. And you say you certainly have?
Have grown.
And if a child was misbehaving, you might tell him, if you do that again, you're going to get a
whooping.
And anything else you tell him? That's whipping.
Sometimes
you're going to spank them for a year. Well, if a small child, you're going to spank them, or punish them, or whoop them.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And you'd say, if a woman's looked after 3 children until they're all grown, you'd say she's, what, 3 children? She's?
She was a mother of 3 children, that's all I said.
Uh-huh.
Good say, mother of 3 children.
You say her husband died and she what the children all by herself.
She provided a good part for the children all by herself.
Uh-huh. And if a boy has the same color hair and eyes that his father has and the same shaped nose, you'd say that he...
Exactly like his father.
Okay, or another way of saying that, he...
Just like his daddy.
Uh-huh. And if a woman were going to have a child, you'd say that she's...
And so, pregnant.
Okay. Do people used to use that word?
Uh-huh.
Any other way of saying that?
I don't know another one.
Uh-huh. If you didn't have a doctor to deliver the baby, the woman you might send for would be a...
Midwife.
And a child that's born to a woman that's not married, you'd call him a...
A bastard.
Any other terms people mm-hmm. use?
Yeah.
Bastard, no, a gentleman child is somebody.
Uh-huh.
Bastard, that's all I ever know.
Do you ever hear Woods Colt or
mm-mm.
Bush Child or?
Mm-mm.
And your brother's son would be called your
nephew.
And a child that's lost both parents would be a
motherless and fatherless.
Or you call them a
orphan child.
And the person who's supposed to look after him would be his legal.
Well, if he christened his godfather, his mother's supposed to look out after him, don't the next closest relative.
Or you call him his legal guard?
Guardian, yeah, well, they call them the one who christened him, guardian.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Say if you have a lot of cousins and nephews and nieces around, you'd say, this town is full of my...
Full of my peoples or
uh-huh.
my family.
Relative.
And you say, well, she has the same family name and she looks a little bit like me, but actually we're no...
No kin.
And somebody who comes into town and nobody's ever seen him before, he'd be a...
And somebody come into town and nobody knows, he'd be a stranger.
Uh-huh. What if he came from a different country?
Well, he'd still be a stranger. He wouldn't be a citizen if he would come from a different country.
Uh-huh.